Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I am Ethan Banks. It is April 10th, 2018, and here's what's happening. I have had a couple of briefings with Glueware over February and March of 2018. The first was a one-on-one briefing, and the second was a live product demo during the first Packet Pushers Virtual Design Clinic, a live event held on the 20th of March. Now, who is Glueware? Well, Glueware is multi-vendor automation, an automation tool for your existing network. And you might think, now wait a minute, wasn't Glue Networks that company that automated Cisco IWAN? And they were that back in the day, but they have expanded their product substantially and rebranded their name to Glueware. In my chats with CEO Jeff Gray and his team, Glueware reintroduced themselves, explaining that Glueware is capable of automating any network, including the one you have right now. And that might seem obvious, but it isn't, because many automation products expect you to retool your network to bring them into the workflow from the ground up. And thus, they are best to fit into the picture when you're standing up a brand new or greenfield network. But Glueware has focused on being able to automate the network you've got, a brownfield network, and how Glueware does this is pretty straightforward. There's a discovery process that brings in network configurations. You then decide which parts of the configuration should be automated. Those parts or features are brought into the Glueware control app, and from there on, those parts of the config are maintained by Glueware according to your specification. You can bring on whatever parts of the configuration you like. For example, in the Virtual Design Clinic, Glueware demonstrated bringing on QoS, NTP, and SNMP features in a mix of Cisco and Juniper devices. This configuration model made a lot of sense to me, as I tend to standardize chunks of code at a time, documenting that feature and then rolling out that standard across the network, treating each feature as a project. You know, for example, I might focus on NTP, making sure all devices have the right time servers and are able to demonstrate synced time. And I wouldn't move on to standardizing some other part of the configuration until all devices demonstrated their ability to synchronize with the standard time service. And that doesn't sound hard, but when you consider where devices are located in the network in relation to firewalls, VRFs, source interfaces, and so on, a so-called standard time configuration could vary kind of widely by device. Well, Glueware understands a variety of network operating systems, system contexts, and they support variables, and that makes it possible to roll NTP out cross-platform without you having to touch every box by hand. And we're just focused on NTP as an example, because Glueware will automate whatever feature you like. Another thing to consider is that configuration pushes in the Glueware world are intelligent. That is, Glueware knows what should be in the configuration and puts it there. Glueware also knows what should not be in the configuration and removes it. Glueware is also intelligent about features like access control list names and knows enough not to clobber an ACL if it's referenced in multiple places. And that's sort of a big deal to grasp if you've worked with dumb command pushing tools in the past that can't contextually parse a configuration. Glueware also offers features like preview, where you can see what changes are going to be made to a device before actually making the changes live. Glueware also showed off config drift, where you can review which devices have fallen out of compliance based on configuration changes and bring them back into compliance with the standard. 12 different vendors and 16 different operating systems are currently supported by Glue, and if they don't happen to support a NOS that's interesting to you, Glueware stressed that onboarding a new NOS is relatively easy for them, able to be completed in just days or a few weeks depending on your requirements. There's a lot more capability to Glueware than I have time to get into today, but in summary, if you're looking for an automation solution that doesn't require you to connect everything together with a bucket of Python glue, Glueware should be in your proof of concept list. For more information, visit Glueware's brand new website at glueware.com. That's Glueware. If you request a demo, let them know that you heard about it on Packet Pushers. That would be a help to us. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.